It's, like I say, it's a massive, massive club. It's without doubt the biggest club I've ever played for, obviously. And it, you know, it's not where it should be, but, you know, I'd like to help get it back to where it belongs. And, you know, it's one of the biggest clubs in the land, and, you know, I'm going to do my bit for this club, hopefully, and we'll see where it takes us.
I presume it's been a bit of a whirlwind for you, January, one way or another.
Yeah, it's been a long month. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation, you know, rejected bids from teams, and it started before the window, really, so it's been a long 4 or 5 weeks nearly we're coming on, but at the end of the day, it's, what, we're the 3rd of February now, is it? It's all done, so, you know, January's been and gone now, so just have to crack on.
And I presume for a striker, it's all about getting goals for Villa now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the manager's told me he's brought me in first and foremost from my attitude and work rate. Obviously, the goals will follow. I'm confident with that. You know, I've done quite well since playing in the Championship. Obviously, I've had about 2 years before that, but, you know, I've shown I can succeed at this level and score goals. And, you know, you pay strikers to score goals, and that's what I'm hoping to do.
How do you assess the challenge of joining a club like Villa? Yeah, like you mentioned, it's a big club. It's fallen on hard times in recent times, not just maybe last year when it also culminated 3 or 4 years before that. It wasn't going great. So how big a challenge is it for you to help put right?
Listen, every day you come into training is a challenge. So whatever club you play at, if you want to succeed, every day is a challenge. And that's how it has to be if you want to get to where you want to go. So I know it's a big challenge, yeah. And, you know, they paid good money for me. You're the number 9 at Aston Villa. I never thought I'd be in this position 3 years ago, so for me, it's a challenge, yeah, but it's one challenge I never thought I'd have. So it's a pleasure, really, and that's how I'll treat it. You know, challenges come and go in football. If you want to do well, you've got to have challenges, so it's nothing new. I'm just looking forward to it.
And what about the idea of getting into the top 6? It seems very slim. It's not impossible, but it's a very big ask.
Yeah, well, I mean, you say it's a slim chance, but, you know, that's a chance, isn't it, yeah, at the end of the day. As a striker, if I get a slim chance, it's a chance, you know. So the season doesn't end until, I think it's May, is it? So there's a long time to go, and there's a lot of football to be played, and who knows, if you string 5-6 wins on the bounce together, you've seen in this league, you either shoot up the table or you shoot down the table if you have a run of defeats or wins. So there's a lot of football to be played, and them teams above us, they're not going to win every game to the end of the season, because they'll have to play each other, certain things will have to play them. So, I mean, a slim chance is a chance at the end of the day, and it's all you can ask for at this moment. Maybe it's not gone as what people would like at this club, you know, but I wasn't here for that. So for me, I'm just looking forward, and the new boys who've come in, we're all just looking forward. So there's a chance, without a shadow of a doubt, and we owe it to the club and the fans to... and the manager to at least put in as hard work as we possibly can to maybe sneak in.
Tell us, what strengths you're bringing? What are you bringing to Aston Villa?
I'd like to think, you know, I score goals. I'm quick, you know, I'll make runs. You know, I don't tend to stand still as much. I mean, at Brentford, they used to say I have a walk or sprint. So there's no sort of in between. It's sort of, I aim for the box. If the ball's in the opponent's half, I'm looking to get to the box. I'm looking to get to the goal the quickest way I possibly can. And we've seen some of the boys who are here now, the quality that is now at this football club and the quality that's been here. You know, I like to think that they're going to see my runs, they're going to see my movement. And hopefully, you know, I plan on scoring. I want to try and get another 15 goals before the end of the season. That's my plan. You know, at the start of the season at Brentford, I set myself a target of 30 goals. Obviously, I've had a bit of a disrupting month. But, you know, I'm more than capable of scoring 15 goals with the players that's at this club. So, I mean, it's goals, really, and that's what you expect from a striker. And I'm sure the fans would. It'd be the first thing that comes to mind when you say what you expect from a striker. Yeah, I'm sure they would say goals.
The manager talked about your hunger and your desire. How much of that has come from the fact that you've had your disappointments at Rochdale when it didn't go, you moved out and then you came back? How much of that has come from you've tasted the other side?
Yeah, it goes back to the idea of the challenge of playing at a club like Aston Villa. these are challenges I never thought I might have when I was 18, 19, 20. So for me, every day is, yeah, it's a challenge, but I look on it, it's a privilege as well. So every day for me, playing football is a privilege. I mean, I was at Brentford thinking, wow, the size of this club is incredible. And now I've come here, and it's just a reminder, you know, I've done the other side of life, as you'd say, you know, I've done all the work in factories and stuff like that, and it's not ideal. You know, I don't want to do that for the rest of my life, and I didn't, so. But it just means that when you play football, it's a hobby, it's a privilege, and you're getting the rewards for it. And like I say, challenges are something I never thought I'd have, so I look at challenges as privileges, really.
You do seem to us really excited. We've talked to all the new players. You seem as excited as anybody I've met.
Yeah, well, I'm lucky. I'm just, you know, there's a game tomorrow night. Hopefully I can be involved in some sort of way. And once you get the debut out of the way, you can relax. I mean, I'm quite a relaxed person anyway, so it's not really playing on my mind. But you just, once you come and you sign to a club, you just want to get out there, put the shirt on, and you just want to show people like what the manager's invested in.
Just finally from me anyway, what about your teammates? You've only just met them, but they seem a good bunch.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about the new lads coming in this month, there's a few of us. You know, I've been told that for a couple, and there's been a lot of change in the past 18 months or so. Quite a lot of players have come in and gone out, but you know, these boys, there's some quality in that change room, you know. There's some experience as well, and every single one wants to get back to the Premier League, and that is the main plan. But and everyone in there will say the same thing, and if everyone's pulling together in the same direction,